quote unquote belong here because of the color of their skin or their immigration status or whether they're queer or trans. Like, we need to be, you know, sinking deep into these relationships that can sustain, you know, our communities to stay here. We can beat fascism, but that's what it's going to take, is to actually have compassion for each other and to make a real effort to connect with people and don't turn a blind eye to what to the oppression that we're experiencing. And it also means, being able to understand that we're living with a lot of fear right now.
Yeah.
But to find that joy in life as well that can help us. So those, you know, loving relationships you have with friends and family, those are super important. Speaking to each other with greater honesty and really standing for truth and being out in the fucking streets.
Yeah.
A couple weeks ago on the weekend, ICE had, they tried to do what they do during the week, which is call families in to do their check-ins with the ICE courts. And they just decided to do it on the weekend. And that was a trigger for a lot of people who are watching, who do accompaniment work for the families that go to report to their ICE check-ins, to actually know this is going to be an effort to deport people. So this was on 478 De Alma Street, in the south of Market. Wow. So Faith in Action was there, Bay Rising, and PSL, Party for Social Liberation, were there. And we were 100 strong, and we saw a lot of families that come to their appointment, but there was no ICE there because we were blocking the way.
Yeah.
I think getting in the streets that way to actually stop that, standing up to ICE and to the fucking thugs who don't have any fucking certification to do what they're doing. They're just bounty hunters.
Yes.
And they're just January Sixers.
Right.
And militia people, is get, you know, block their way.
Yeah, that's one of my concerns is, you know, I take BART every day to work, and I'm just waiting to see these thugs, you know, going down the aisles of BART, you know, all masked up, you know, looking to, you know, mess with people of color. And just like, to me, it's just a matter of time. Not to mention, you know, my listeners know I'm a teacher, just waiting for them to try to get into our schools.
Yeah, I think that there's been an effort for San Francisco to kind of shield itself by not speaking out, by not trying to protect, you know, being on a limb protecting people. And it's now going to start, we're going to start to see that happening, because
yeah,
San Francisco has been doing that, so they actually can receive, you know, federal funding. But we ain't going to get federal funding, or it's not going to be what we expected. We're going to have a huge loss and deficit. There are going to be a lot of people who are going to fall through the cracks, or if they don't have help from the city, and the city has to make a choice about how we're going to be standing up. And that's going to have to move Lurie to do something different. Not just through downtown recovery, but to look at, you know, how we can protect the most vulnerable. Yeah. And we need to be ready for that.
Yeah. Thanks for coming in.
Absolutely.
Really appreciate you and the work that you're doing now on the DCCC. Don't stop, man. Appreciate John Avalos coming in. Want to let it be known that the views and opinions expressed in this program are those of the speakers and do not necessarily reflect the views or positions of Radio Valencia. That being said, love having John in anytime, man. Come on back.
Well, I appreciate the forum here to be able to say what's on my mind.
Heck yeah. Love it. All right, we're going to get back to some music and then more other things. How about that? Neil Young, some early demo Crazy Horse right here at Radio Valencia.
Good song.
Take one. This is, what's the name of this, Neil?
Down by the River.
Down by the River. Take one.
Thank you.
take my hand, I'll take your hand, baby. Together we may get away. This much madness is too much sorrow. It's impossible to make it today.
We'll be right back.
Goddamn. Led Zeppelin. I don't play them very often on my show, but in the last few months, this might be like the third time I have. Years of radio, it's like one of those bands I don't really play much. Tonight I was feeling it. Off of Led Zeppelin 3 Celebration Day. Thank you kindly. Vinyl. I've got, you know, with the spinny insert, you know, the... You know what I mean? The die cut. They did that in 1970. They did a die cut cover. Not their... And it wasn't their last one, because Physical Graffiti also. They did a die cut cover, of course. Neil Young and Crazy Horse, I took that off of an archives released early days 2024. Rare and unreleased studio recordings of Neil Young and Crazy Horse. You may have said, wait, hold on. I know the song, for Christ's sakes. That was Down by the River, but a little bit different. Different mix and also different vocals in there as well. Good stuff, though. John Hell is my name. Once again, big thanks to John Avalos for being in the studio tonight. Spitting his knowledge there about Bay Area politics and the ongoing move to the right. If that hasn't scared you or inspired you into action, not really sure what's going to do it at the moment. Wake up, everybody. Come on. We got to do something. Quantitative change does indeed lead to qualitative change. It's true then. I'm not joking. Hey, located in San Francisco's Golden Gate Park, the California Academy of Sciences is the only place on Earth with an aquarium, planetarium, rainforest, and Natural History Museum all under one living roof. It's true. From the canopy of their butterfly-filled four-story rainforest to the bioluminescent depths of the little-known ocean twilight zone, they invite you to explore the world's most vibrant, vital ecosystems. Their mission is to regenerate the natural world through science, learning, and collaboration. To learn more about their youth programs, visiting, and volunteer opportunities, please call them, or pardon me, please visit them on the web at calacademy.org. That's Cal, CalAcademy. That's one word, calacademy.org. I took my little boy there last Friday for his maybe a second time there, but he was a baby the first time. And we had such a blast, man. We had the most remarkable time. He, you know, he's deep into rocket science these days. He just kind of blows my mind what he's been learning. And he likes reading technical books. He's 7 and a half. He's a big reader, and he prefers technical books over storybooks. And when we got there, you know, we were going all through it, and I thought he was going to want to do more science, like rocket science-y stuff. Instead, we went to the natural history part, and he saw Lucy, the Australopithecus, Afanesis, and that's all he wanted to do was learn about that. He wants to learn everything he can now about Lucy. What is this all about? How awesome is that? I love science. All right, we're going to get back to it. King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard, achoo! They put out a new album, Phantom Island, and it actually comes with an orchestra. True that. We're going to hear Aerodynamic, Radio Valencia.
And this matter of thing? Is this just me stranded at sea in a sailor's dream? I'll just sing to the sharks and maybe don't think twice. They're just trying to survive in the world like me, alright.
Enough. sent to the soldier's wife from the ancient city of Prague. From Prague came a pair of high-heeled shoes with a kiss or two. Came the high-heeled shoes from the ancient city of Prague. What was sent to the soldier's wife from Oslo over the Somme? From Oslo there came a collar of fur. How it pleases her, the little collar of fur. From Oslo over the Somme. What was sent to the soldier's wife from the wealth of Amsterdam? From Amsterdam he got her a hat. She looked sweet in that, in the little Dutch hat. From the wealth of Amsterdam. Was sent to the soldier's wife from Brussels in Belgian land. From Brussels he sent all the laces so rare to have and to wear. All those laces so rare from Brussels in Belgian. What was sent to the soldier's wife from Paris, city of light? In Paris he got her a silken gown. 'Twas ended in town, that silken gown. From Paris, city of light. What was sent to the soldier's wife? Soldier's wife from the far off Russian land. From Russia there came just a widow's veil for a dead to bewail in her widow's.
Yeah, music there from Marianne Faithful, Chris Spedding. Also in there, Ballad of the Soldier's Wife, lyrics by Bertolt Brecht, arranged by Chris Spedding. And that comes off of a really outstanding compilation called The Music of Kurt Weill, Lost in the Stars. And this came out in 1985. Found it on vinyl in the collection section at Amoeba in Berkeley last week for $3. And this is, you know, I got to tell you, when you are a crate digger like me and you're like, $3, who's on this? Let's take a look and see what I'm getting for $3. One, it's Kurt Weill. So right away, you're like, okay, that alone is worth the price of admission. Marianne Faithful and Chris Spedding, John Zorn, Lou Reed, Carla Bley and Phil Woods, Tom Waits, Todd Rundgren, Charlie Hayden, Van Dyke Parks. I'm like, wait a minute. Hold on a second. Why would this be $3? This is a brilliant record. I'm so excited to have it. And I just found it last week, and you're going to be hearing more of it in the weeks to come. I have a memory of it from my days at KFJC. I know I've seen it before. I've had a few really good things there. I found a really great record on some of kind of more the noise, post-punk noise of the East Bay from the 1990s from a club that is now defunct. I'm going to bring that next week, so stay tuned for that. John Hell's my name right here on Radio Valencia. We also heard some music there off of Paul's Boutique. And you know, why wouldn't we hear High Plains Drifter after some brand new King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard? It fit, right? That all worked. That was a pretty tasty set. Aerodynamic, brand new music off of Phantom Island, King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard, and they've gotten together with a bunch of strings and a bunch of horns, and they're like, we could do this, right? I don't know if they're touring with the orchestra, but it really does work. They did a great job with this record. You know, it's not my favorite King Gizzard record, not yet, because I always have to give it about 7 or 8 listens before it really hits me hard. And after 2 listens, I'm like, all right, this is all right. I'm digging it. I know tomorrow it's going to get at least a play at the Hell household. There's no doubt. And I don't care what Little Lawson Hell says. We're going to get some King Gizzard in there. She likes them, so it's okay. All right, going. Oh, hey, dig this, folks. We have a brand new show starting up on Thursday night. I'm really stoked about this one. So it's going to be in this time slot, 8 o'clock on Thursdays. It's called Through the Moonless Night. You might remember me training a new DJ, DJ Max, totally righteous guy. Love him, really sweet guy, and he's going to be playing black metal. Nice guy, plays black metal. Why not, man? That's totally fair. So Through the Moonless Night, brand new show here on Radio Valencia. Tune in Thursday, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eventually, he's going to be moving to the Monday 4 to 6 slot, because black metal in the middle of the afternoon is okay too, right? Why not? But in the meantime, show him some love on Thursday. You can do it. Frankie and the Witchfingers have a brand new record out called Trash Classic. And this one's gotten quite a bit of play so far in the past week and a half in the Hell household. And we're going to hear a track here called Eggs Laid Brain. Frankie and the Witchfingers, Radio Valencia.
Soaking out the from your five-bed house in Surrey. Hugo sings about minimum wage, scrubbing out oil stains from Burger King. We know what socialism is, give a punch in the dick, and that's our nepotism.
Yeah, Lambrini Girls right here on Radio Valencia. Filthy Rich Nepo Baby. I took that one off of their recent Who Let the Dogs Out release on Radio Valencia. Just before that, some Devo off of their debut LP, Are We Not Men? Gut Feeling, Slap Your Mammy. Just before that, some Faust. Let's get back to some little electronica. Kraut Rock Eruption there. I've heard that one before. Watch Your Step from Faust. I took that off of the Kraut Rock Eruption. An Introduction to German Electronic Music, 1970 to 1980 compilation out on, what is that, Bureau Records? Okay, sure, why not? Yeah, right on, Bureau Records. Started off the set with brand new music there from Frankie and the Witchfingers off of the Trash Classic LP, Eggs Laid Brain. My name is John Hell. I got a hell of a brain. Monday nights, 8 to 10 p.m. Thanks for joining me tonight. Again, big thanks to John Avalos for coming in and hanging out with us. Really appreciate that, guy. I'll be back next Monday night. I don't have any guests lined up. Maybe just do a bunch of new music. I neglected on purpose to bring a bunch of music because I had John in the studio tonight, but I've got a lot of vinyl. Lots of music to share with you, so I'll bring it with me. Is that okay with you? All right, going to finish up right now with some music there from John Anderson, known from Yes, put out an album called Perpetual Change Live. Earlier this year, we're going to end the show with the title, the first track called Perpetual Change right here, right now, Radio Valencia.